Morning decisions. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink, a sweet vanilla, maybe a smooth caramel, or that white chocolate mocha. Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Start your day with bottled Starbucks frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Great to see an old sparring partner of mine from his AA days, now a transport consultant and multiple podcast. I've been a victim of his.
You have indeed.
Yesterday, Connor Faulknan. It was quite funny. I tell people, Ivan, what's your media training thing about? Well, basically, I'd say it's 40 years of mistakes and don't do what I did. And Connor turned around and said, Ivan, how can you fit 40 years of your mistakes into 4 hours?
It just
can't be done. Oh, indeed. So, first of all, road safety at Christmas. It's been a bad year.
It's been a bad year. Yeah, it has. Over 150 people have died on Irish roads so far this year. 10 people have died in December. So just in the last couple of weeks, while we were all thinking about Christmas, there's 10 people didn't know they were going to die at the start of the month, and they have. So it's going to add up to a pretty horrible number. Now, for context, it used to be much worse. A few years ago, it was much worse. But nevertheless, it looks like a backward step this year. So why is that happening? Lots of navel gazing. Personally, I think we've been short of guards. We saw plenty of guards on the road during COVID, couldn't cross the country without meeting them. I think they've been thinner on the ground. But for whatever reason, you know, we got back on the roads post-pandemic as well. But even when you compare it to 2019, pre-pandemic, it's a bad year. So a little sobering as we go into Christmas, which normally is a dangerous end to the year in any case because of social patterns.
One of the things that surprised me about that was that counties like Sligo, Monaghan, Cavan have the higher rate of road deaths. I would have thought they would have had less traffic, less cars on the road, and, you know, it should be reflective of the overall demographic.
Yeah, well, your per capita exposure is greater, though. So, I mean, Dublin would have the density, but per capita you'd have less. But the other thing that happens at Christmas is that normal travel patterns change. So, you know, we're not going to have a rush hour tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a bit different sort of Friday. People will flow out of the cities. I mean, my old colleagues in the AA did some research a couple of years ago, pre-pandemic, which said that about 15% of motorists were going to take a journey of more than one county over the Christmas period. So going on a reasonably long journey. So as many as 500,000 drivers will be on the road. So it's going to be pretty busy. It's going to be pretty dangerous. And I think for once at this time of year, there will actually be guardy out and about. So you do have to be careful and you do have to...
So underlying what you're saying is that people are taking a chance on drink driving. Is that what you're saying? Or they're speeding too much? Or they're drug driving? What are you pointing the finger at?
Well, for starters, there'll be more on the roads and they'll be doing unfamiliar journeys. So that will increase the level of exposure. But there's no blinking it. I mean, Christmas is that time. It always traditionally was a peak for drink driving. Remember when drink driving was an utter scourge when we were growing up, Ivan? Even then, you know, there'd be extra enforcement and people would talk about safety at Christmas associated with drink driving. People come back from all over the world. You'll have people visiting relatives, you'll take a little drink here, you'll have a nip of whiskey there, and you're over the drink drive limit. The other thing that happens is people get themselves caught out in the morning. So if you go out on a big one with the work crowd, and you know, that following morning, if you're in the car, if you have that hungover feeling, you can be certain that you're above the drink drive limit. And one thing that Gardaí do more at Christmas than at other times of the year, fair or unfair, is they do morning checkpoints, particularly during Christmas. So if you're one of those people who takes a bit of risk...
Well, can I ask you, what's the biology there insofar as, okay, I have a great night out with the lads, an office party, I went on to Coppers or whatever, and now I'm going into... So basically, I had my last drink, say, at midnight. When will that have worked my way through its system?
Well, it takes 1 hour per standard drink to clear out of your system. And we all, in a sense, that we all
became... Sorry, I don't understand. Say my first drink was at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
That'll be gone by 12, will it?
Well... ultimately, yes. And you remember we all became epidemiologists during the pandemic. It was great. Well, us road safety people had the ladybird guide to how the body processes alcohol. And it's simply a matter of time. So things like having a coffee or having a couple of fried rashers with your breakfast and thinking you feel okay and a Panadol for the headache, that doesn't speed up the processing of alcohol through your system. While it's still there, you will still test positive. And you're testing positive because that alcohol is impairing your driving. There's no There's no debating the science on that. You are over the limit. So if that catches you out in a morning traffic jam, often people feel very cheated. But, you know, you're just as impaired there as you are at 2 o'clock
Remind
in the morning driving
home. If you're over the limit, what's the sanction?
Between 50 milligrams and 80 milligrams of alcohol, you get a 3 month driving ban. 80 milligrams is the old limit, if you like.
Above two drinks, is it?
Well, that'll depend on the person, but it's not safe to take any drink. It's actually possible to wind up above the limit with one drink. Now, it might be rare, but it's possible. But, you know, the rule of thumb, the bad advice that you give to somebody conversationally, two drinks could easily do it.
I'm told we're in the middle of a drug epidemic. Cocaine is drug of choice and so on, a bit of Charlie and a spliff here and there. Are there any testing done for that?
Yeah, there is. And there's more sophisticated testing that's being done laterally. They've introduced what's for all the world like a little antigen test that they can now do on the side of the road. It's not looking for antigens, but it will test for cannabis. So that's a new tool that the Gardaí have got. They can do that at a checkpoint. So if you are, for example, a cannabis user and you're doing that while driving, the chances of you being caught has gone up a lot. But realistically, unfortunately, those who abuse drugs while driving, cocaine, cannabis, or legal drugs that you might be on prescription, it is, as a practical thing, it's more difficult to catch those guys than it is to catch those who are abusing alcohol. That's a bit of a pity. So the drug stuff is something of a hidden menace. We're not detecting it as much as it certainly exists, and it's probably behind some of those deaths. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm driving up and I'm on the M50 and the whole thing comes to a shuddering halt because someone little tiff. Some text here. How dangerous is tailgating? This morning, a moron and bully drove just feet from the back of my car at 100 kilometres per hour. And here's another one. The issue of drivers not knowing basic rules of the road, what lanes they need to be in, approaching slip roundabouts, etc. When this is pointed out to them, they've no idea what they're doing is wrong. I'm not sure who's teaching them. The usual phones, speeding and drinking aren't helping either. Drivers speeding down bus lanes and rarely a Garda in sight. That's just bad driving,
isn't
it?
That's just bad driving. And I think one of the key points there is rarely a Garda in sight. And I would just ask the open question, why not? You know, when they were needed during the pandemic, they were in evidence everywhere. I couldn't cross the country to my mother in Sligo without meeting guards twice. I'm going to do it again tomorrow to fetch mum for Christmas, and I feel confident I won't see any. So, you know, people die on a daily basis on Irish roads. 10 people died since the start of December. We physically have got to have more Gardaí out and about. It's a key countermeasure.
Before I let you go, what's the podcast called again?
Driving Life with Conor Faulkner. Google that and you'll get a good long chat with Ivan Yates.
No, you get a lot more than that.
Yeah. You get a lot more than that. All right. Some interesting people.
All right. Okay. Conor Faulkner, as always, a pleasure to see you and talk to you.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Morning decisions. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? A sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel? Or that white chocolate mocha? Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Start your day with bottled Starbucks Frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.